Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the ahadith with regards to the necessity of jihad and the virtues of spending the morning or evening out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, the virtues of being out in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, there are so many, many virtues. So Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali has brought in that chapter. Spending a little while in the morning and evening will give us an indication what the value is, what the rewards are for being longer than that also in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If just a little while in the morning, a little while in the evening is so rewarding, can you imagine a man spending all his time out in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? So today's hadith, عن أبي بكر بن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال سمعت أبي رضي الله عنه وهو بحضرة العدو يقول قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أبواب الجنة تحت ظلال السيوف فقام رجل رث الهيئة فقال يا أبا موسى أنت سمعت أأنت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول هذا قال نعم فرجع إلى أصحابه فقال أقرأ عليكم السلام ثم كسر جفن سيفه فألقاه ثم مشى بسيفه إلى العدو فضرب به حتى قتل رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abu Bakr ibn Abi Musa al-Ash'ari rahmatullah alayhi, he was the son of Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu. So he is narrating from his father. So Abu Bakr ibn Abi Musa al-Ash'ari is relating from his father Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu. So he's saying that whilst my father was in the face of the enemy, who the son of Abu Musa is saying that whilst my father was in the face of the enemy, I heard him saying, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the doors of Jannah are beneath the shadows of the swords. The doors of Jannah are beneath the shadows of the swords. We'll explain this just now. A man with tattered clothing stood up and said, oh Abu Musa, did you really hear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this? He replied, yes. So he returned to his companions and he said, I hereby convey my salams to you. I give my salams to you. He then broke the sheath of his sword. Sheath of his sword, the covering that wherein a sword is kept in, he broke the sheath of his sword. He threw it away. In other words, the sword is not going to be sheathed again. I'm going to fight and fight and fight until I am killed. So this person takes the sheath of the sword, he breaks it, he throws it away, and he takes his sword now, and he walks with his sword towards the enemy, striking with it until he was killed. This hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Imam Ahmad has mentioned it in the Musnad, and Tirmidhi Sharif has mentioned it. So here we find few things to take note of, is that how conscious they were of the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings, how conscious they were of the command of Allah Ta'ala, and how alive they were to the rewards for a person being out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu is facing the enemy, right in the throes of war, and he's quoting this hadith, and a person sees him and asks him, did you really hear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this, that the doors of Jannah are beneath the shadows of the sword? So this person said yes. Hazrat Abu Musa says yes to him, and then immediately, he doesn't hesitate, immediately he leaves and he goes out, and he tells and he makes salam to his people, and he goes. What yakin, what fervor, what desire is there to give their life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala protect us and save us. Nowadays we hear so much of punishment for a person committing so much of gunas, and on the other hand there's so much of rewards available for so much of good deeds. But do we have that fervor and that desire? Sahaba were at that level, and those tabi'een were of that level, that when they heard the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't need a big bayan, we don't need a long tashkil. Immediately I heard the hadith, immediately he takes himself, he breaks the sheath of his sword out until he passes away fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the second thing we learn is what desire and what taluk they had with the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we also have that desire, that love and that connection with the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time we'll hear a hadith telling us the rewards of an action, and then day after we don't need to be told about it again and again, that we know these are the words. Like this person wasn't told again and again that Nabi Sallam said this, and these are the other rewards, and many are, perhaps this was the only reward that he heard as far as jihad is concerned, and then this person took it to heart, and he practiced upon it. So like that, we hear so many rewards of a person performing his salah, rewards of the first saf, rewards of reading tahajjud, rewards of Quran Sharif, rewards of being kind to our parents, rewards of being kind to people, rewards of doing good actions. So many times we are hearing these rewards, but ask ourselves, how many times do we need to listen to it before we put it into practice? Here a man puts giving his life into practice immediately, without even questioning. So therefore we should take a lesson and bring it into our lives, that so many times we are listening to the rewards of good actions, Allah Ta'ala must make it a reality that it also becomes part of our life. So we are explaining that what is meant by the doors of Jannah are beneath the shadows of the swords. It explains that the virtue of jihad in the part of Allah Ta'ala, this is a description that is given by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that the doors of Jannah are beneath the shadows of the swords. One is encouraged to proceed close to the enemy so that his sword is over the enemy's heads. So this person's swords are over the enemy's heads. In other words, by striking their necks, one will be rewarded with Jannah. So there's two explanations. One is his sword is above the enemy. The enemy, the shadow of his sword is now on the necks of the enemy. So because of this close encounter and him giving his life like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept Jannah for him. His reward is Jannah. His reward is getting Jannah. The other explanation ulama give is that the expression is that if one is attacked by the disbelievers, in other words, the first one is where your sword is above the disbeliever's head, below that Allah ta'ala has kept Jannah. The other is, if the disbelievers happen to put their swords above your neck, so the shadow of their sword, even if it's a split second or a millisecond, whatever time period it is, the shadow that comes there, this is just an expression. Allah, and this person now, the Muslim now, is killed because of the sword of a non-Muslim coming over his head, and he passes away, he'll be admitted directly into Jannah. Directly, because this is the door of Jannah. After the door of Jannah comes what? After the door of Jannah comes Jannah. So this is the expression by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the same time, this person is entered into Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of having this desire, as we explained, that we may not be out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, but we should have this desire in our heart that, oh Allah, if this opportunity comes for me to give my life, I'll give my life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the interim, this health, this wealth, this time, these abilities and all the capabilities Allah Ta'ala has given us, the least we can do is use it in His obedience and not in His disobedience. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.